Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today I am going to have a teaching episode where it's just going to be you and me. And I want to talk to you on the topic of how to raise your self-esteem by erasing self-doubt. Now, I want to start off with a story. I was listening to a TED Talk YouTube video last week, and the speaker was telling his backstory. He said for 10 years he smoked crack when he woke up in the morning and before he went to bed every single day, hoping to numb the pain of living. He said he was a disappointment to his mother, his wife, and his children, and he felt worthless. On his second trip to prison, and he had spent a total of 8 years in prison, and this was his second stint, his adopted mother had a heart attack, and his sister wrote him in prison and told him that she was not going to make it. And he felt pretty low. Here was this woman who had adopted him and loved him as his own and tried to give him a better life. And now she was in a hospital room in a cold, dark room, and he was not there to offer her any comfort because he was locked up in prison. That was the first spark of a change in him. Maybe, he told himself, he should do something other than being a mess up with his life. He decided that this time when he got out of prison, he was going to make a change. When he got out of prison, he decided to enroll in college and make something out of his life. He was now a middle-aged black man, and he was in college with 20-year-old white students. Nevertheless, he did good and now looked forward for the accolades his teacher gave him because he was performing better than expected. He said that praise was now his new drug, and he lived for his teacher's praises. One day, one of his teachers put an application for a job on his desk. He said he couldn't believe it. His teacher had confidence in him. His teacher had confidence in his ability to do that job. The self-confidence seedling inside of him just got some water, and it grew a little bit. As his self-confidence grew, his life changed. He was no longer a non-contributing member to society. He was now actually making a contribution. He was no longer a mess up. He now had a new family, and 7 years after he was released from that prison cell, he walked across the stage and received his PhD in psychology. Wow, what a story. It only goes to show that your self-confidence and self-esteem is the first step in accomplishing any task or any goal. It doesn't matter who believes in you. It only matters if you believe in you. Now, self-confidence rarely comes naturally. You have to practice and practice it until you build it like a muscle. Sometimes it comes from your teachers or your parents, planted in your subconscious mind. And sometimes it just comes from you just believing that you can do it. You know, they talk about people who are overconfident, right? But it's much better to be overconfident, because then at least you were doing something, because it makes you do things. When you're lacking in self-confidence, you really don't do anything because you're just too afraid to try. So if you're going to have any kind of fault, let it be overconfidence. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, self-doubt is the very opposite of self-confidence. Self-doubt is the negative narrative that plays in your head. It is like the Pac-Man game. It is there to eat up all your confidence. Gobble, 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 gobble. So today, I want to share with you some tools to help you build up your self-confidence and self-esteem while starving the negative self-talk of self-doubt. The negative self-talk that tells you that you are not good enough, that you can never make it, that you are not smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough. We want to take that negative talk out and throw it in the trash because it serves you no good. But as a coach, there's one thing that I've learned, that you can never offer a solution to anything unless you know the root cause of it. So before we can get to the solution of raising your self-confidence and throwing out your negative self-talk and self-doubt in the trash, we have to take a little trip. We have to know where we are on the map and how we got here. For example, if you're at the mall and you're wanting to go to the Macy's department store, you're going to look at the map that shows you're here, and you're going to see what direction you have to go in to get to the Macy's store. You either have to walk left or right, go upstairs or downstairs. So it's the same in life. You have to know how you got here. And you also have to take responsibility, because wherever you are, you drove here, right? You're the one that is responsible for where you are. And statistics show that we can shed a lot of light on how we got here on the map by looking at our childhood. You see, parenting does not come with a manual. And some parents get it right, but most of us get it wrong. So understanding your inner child is very important to unlocking the door of where you are on the map today. You see, when you came into the world, you were totally dependent on someone else to care for you. Not just to feed you, bathe you, and to keep you warm, but to love you, protect you, and nurture you. If whenever you cried, your mother or caregiver came and picked you up and smiled at you and comforted you, then you transformed that into feeling that you are important. If, however, when you cried, you were ignored, then you formed the feeling that you were unwanted. And even though you will say to yourself, well, I have no memory of being a baby, I have no memory of feeling ignored or loved either way. Fortunately, your heart and your internal computers keep a record of everything. And a hypnotist can take you back and pull it out. A hypnotist can even take you back into the womb, because apparently our heart starts recording even from there. even though we don't remember. So, the root of your self-esteem and self-doubt is in your childhood. Wherever you are today on the map, whether your self-confidence and your self-doubt has grown into an oak tree, we have to know what planted it. What did the seed come from? So, if you're listening to me today and you are experiencing low self-esteem and self-doubt, or you don't understand why you're not getting the results you want, why you are here on the map, but you can never get over there, I challenge you today to do the work to find out why. I was watching Oprah's Super Soul Sunday a few months ago, and she had a guest who talked about going back to your childhood home in your mind and looking out the window. What do you see? I did this exercise. You see, I grew up with a single mother and grandmother in British Guyana. Guyana is in South America. Our neighbors are Venezuela and Brazil. For those of you who have never heard of the little country called Guyana, our family was very poor. Both my mother and my grandmother were domestic servants. I was the eldest of four children, and we all lived in a room in a big house. When I went back to my childhood and looked through the window of that room, and we only had that one window, I saw that even though I was poor, I had hope. I had love, I had friends, and I was happy. I saw that I had self-confidence because I believed I was attractive. My dad told me so, and I believed him. I had self-confidence because I believed I was intelligent. And I got this because I did well in school. I was a B-plus student. I had self-confidence because I knew I would get a good job when I left school. I didn't think that I was also going to become a domestic servant. I knew that I can get a good job. And I did. When I graduated from school, I got a job at the Ministry of Health. I was a payroll clerk paying all the doctors at the Georgetown Hospital. And I was only 17 years old. And I never lost that self-confidence. If someone wanted to hurt me by calling me ugly, it did nothing to me because I knew in my heart that I was attractive. If someone called me stupid, that also did nothing to me because I knew I was intelligent. That is why we have to have an internal locus of control. You can't let people steal your self-confidence by telling you you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough. No, you have to believe that you are wonderfully made. As Joel Osteen puts it, we are all made like fully loaded, top-of-the-line sports cars. Everything we need to be successful in life is preloaded at the factory. And all we have to do is read the manual. So, I challenge you to go back to your childhood home in your mind and look through the window. What do you see? Find out the root of your self-doubt and your low self-confidence. Okay, now let's take a quick station break, and I'll be right back to share how some of the other ways we lose our self-confidence and self-esteem. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Confidence isn't walking into a room thinking that you're better than anyone. It's walking in knowing that you don't have to compare yourself to anyone. Comparing yourself to another person, that isn't even in your system. There's no thought of comparison. There is no competition with any other human. You are not above anyone. You are not below anyone. That's confidence. When you can get to the place in your life where comparison is dead, where you are good enough, not to others, but to yourself. That is confidence. And you can be good enough right now because you are good enough right now. You might just need to change your mindset. Confidence can be developed in many ways. You can start with your physiology, your posture. If I asked you what a confident person looked like, would you be able to tell me? Of course you would. They look strong, sure of themselves. How are they standing? They're standing tall. How are their shoulders? They are back, upright. They make eye contact. Their head is up, not down. Now, a shy or introverted person might say, yeah, well, that's all good for outgoing people, but I will never be confident. Anyone can develop confidence. Some might have to work on it harder than others because they've conditioned themselves into a lack of confidence for much of their life. But anyone can develop confidence. Even the majority of shy people have moments where they aren't shy, like around people they trust, maybe family, friends, or their partner. Moments where they can be themselves fully. So the shyness is selective, which means you can make confidence permanent if you consciously decide to be the person and do the things you do. Not just around those you trust the most, but all the time. Being confident doesn't mean you're loud. It isn't about being the one that has to be noticed. It's the opposite. It's knowing you're great without having to be seen. It's the silent winner. It's the humble champion. If you lack confidence, you can change. If you lack anything, you can change. You can be anything in life, including radical personality change, if you are committed to finding the answers. Unlock the greatest version of yourself, your true nature of confidence, of pure positive energy. Unlock your authentic power today.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we are talking about how to raise your self-esteem by erasing your self-doubt. And this is one of my teaching episodes, so it's just you and me. In the first segment, we talked about finding out where you are on the map today, how you got here. Even though you drove here yourself, it's very important to understand the route, where you started on your journey. And one way to do that is to go back and look at your childhood. So as we move on to the second segment of the show, I want to let you know that one of the ways that contributes to a lower self-esteem and self-doubt is being inadequately nurtured as children. So that's why we need to go back to our childhood and take a look at it through the eyes of an adult. The second way we lose our self-confidence and have self-doubt is we could have absorbed negative messages about ourselves, and it still resides in the core of our being. You know, someone told you that you'll never amount to anything. A teacher told you that all the only job that you'll be able to get is that of a maid, that you will never be able to go to college, or you're not smart enough, or any of those kind of negative things that someone might have said to you, and you believe them. So I want to let you understand that self-esteem, though, is not what is what you think about yourself and feel about yourself, and not what others think and feel about you. So, for instance, if somebody told you that you were not smart enough, or you were not pretty enough, or you were not thin enough, and you said to yourself, well, I am, then what they said to you wouldn't ever penetrate. It was like you have an armor. So it's never about what they think, and it's always about what you think. And the really bad thing about that is how we feel about ourselves is also how we view the world. So it's very important to get that self-confidence, because it affects everything. It's like a domino effect. Everything in our life is out of kilter when we don't have self-confidence. So if we build up our self-esteem and our self-worth, we can ultimately expand our capacity for happiness. Because the higher our self-esteem, the more equipped we are to handle life adversities. The higher our self-esteem, the more ambitious we are, and not necessarily in a career, but in forming healthy relationships and not repeating destructive patterns. The higher our self-esteem, the more likely we are to form nourishing bonds with others. Our external life is an indication of what's going on inside of us. And the art of raising our self-esteem is a process. And your level of commitment determines how long raising your self-esteem will take. So once you know what's on the other side of raising your self-esteem, once you know that happiness and relationships and everything good is on the other side, because you need to know your why, right? Then it will give you the motivation to keep building and building your self-esteem. It's like you don't build a bicep muscle in a day. It takes some time. So now let's transition into talking about how to raise your self-esteem by first erasing your self-doubt. So some of you listening to this broadcast probably never got love from your parents, but you are now mothers. It is very important to hug your kids often and tell them that you love them. It is very important that they feel valuable. But even if you got no love from your parents, friends, lovers, you still must love yourself, because you can never give away what you don't have. If you don't love yourself, you can't love your children. You can't love your husband. You can't love your friends. So, how do you know if you love yourself? Ask yourself these questions. Do I take care of myself? Do I make being healthy a priority? Am I stretching and challenging myself to be better than I am today? Am I living life of passion, or am I just passing through? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you need to make some changes in your life before you get to 80 years old and realize that you never lived. So, how do you erase self-doubt, you ask? By thinking about what you want to do, speaking it out loud, and then doing it. The weeds that take over the garden of your mind can only flourish if you are a bad gardener. You have to protect your dreams by plucking up the weeds before they grow so tall that they snuff out all the light. And you can't grow. And make no mistakes. The weeds will come. The weeds always come. Self-doubt always comes. But you have to pluck it out by speaking your goals and then doing something to get you moving towards the place on the map you want to go. That is why you have to know where you're going so you wouldn't go in the opposite direction. But first of all, you have to think it. William Shakespeare says, "There's nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Every desire starts with a thought. Every dream starts with a thought. So, you first think it. Rhonda Byrne of The Secret says, "What you think about, you bring about." It starts the process. It starts the law of attraction. Your thoughts affect your attitude, your self-confidence, your mood, and there is a direct relationship to your thoughts and your experiences in life. Remember when you were a kid and your parents would tell you not to hang around with Johnny or Jane? They did not know why, but they knew that if you kept company with Johnny or Jane, no good will come of you. In the same way, if you keep replaying negative emotions in your head, such as fear, discontent, anger, jealousy, insecurities, blame, etc., then you will keep attracting more negative energy into your experience. On the other hand, if you're wanting that promotion and you see yourself in this new role and you're confident that you will get this promotion, then guess what? You will. You might not get it at the first try, but if you never, ever give up, it will be yours eventually. Conversely, if you want that promotion, but you place roadblocks in your path, such as all the negative thoughts, and chances are you will never attract this promotion into your reality and into your experience. When we think, our thoughts become like magnets and attract, and they attach to like thoughts, and that is how they manifest into our lives. Nothing, and I mean nothing, shows up in our life unless we attract it. And we have all seen the power of attraction in motion when if we have something bad happen to us at the beginning of the day, bad things just keep happening for the rest of the day. So, it's very important to watch what you think. Now, the second thing is to speak it. The spoken word is a powerful tool, and by leveraging your voice, you expand your dreams from internal thoughts to external possibility, laying the ground for divine purpose to manifest. Deepak Chopra. When you take your thoughts, which are formless, and speak them into the atmosphere, you give them form, and this empowers them. So, talk happiness, talk faith, talk health, Say you are well, and all will be well with you. God shall hear your words and make them true. Eller Wheeler Wilcox. So remember to speak it. Tell a friend or your coach of your intentions. And lastly, just do it. Nike made this phrase popular, but it applies to more than athletics. Just do it. There will never be a better time than the present. So stop waiting for the right time. There is never a right time other than now. And he who waits to do a great deal of good at once will never do anything. Samuel Johnson. So, just do it. Think about something you have been thinking of doing for some time. Tell someone about it, and then take the first step. It does not have to be a giant step. It could be as simple as doing research or taking that nice red Mercedes out for a test drive. But it will be a step in the right direction. All right, so now let's take our second break, and we'll be right back to wrap up today's show. Stay tuned. Be right back.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we have been talking about how to raise your self-confidence by erasing your self-doubt. In the first segment, we talked about understanding where you are on the journey, understanding how you got to be here on the map, looking at your childhood memories and finding out if your self-doubt comes from the fact that you were inadequately nurtured as a child. And in our second segment, we looked at some ways to eliminate self-doubt. We looked at how your thoughts are in the negative self-talk that you tell yourself that allows the negative self-talk to erase your self-confidence. And we looked at the fact that sometimes we become, you know, have a low self-esteem and self-doubt because we absorb some negative messages from, could be our caretakers, it could be our teachers, it could be friends, it could be lovers, it could be husbands, it could be people that are telling you you are not good enough. And you believed it, you let it in, and now you have doubt. And we talked about the fact that it never matters what other people think of you. It only matters what you think of you. So one way to not worry about what other people think of you or what people say about you is to have confidence. And some people would say that overconfidence is bad, makes you cocky, but I say that it's better to be overconfident than to not have any confidence at all. Because when you're overconfident, then people that are telling you you're not good enough, it's just going to run off your back like water on a duck, because you will not let it in, because you know that you're good enough. You know that you're smart enough. You know that you can get that job. You know that if you wait long enough, you will find the right partner. That's called confidence. And if it was not natural to you as a child, then you have to work to build it. You have to do positive affirmations every day by telling yourself that you are good enough, that you are worth it, and you have to say it and say it and say it until you believe it. So, I hope that you found this teaching episode inspiring, especially if you experience self-doubt and low self-esteem on a regular basis. Remember to trace the root of the problem and erase it with your positive affirmations until you start to believe it. Because everything starts with the seed. And to succeed in life, you have to believe that everything that you need is preloaded at the factory. And all you have to do is add some of the skills to it. But all your talents and all your gifts are preloaded in the womb at the factory. You are like that powerful sports car, whether you like the Porsche, whether you like the Ferrari, Lamborghini, just think of yourself like those sports cars. All the features and benefits are there. Sometimes we drive around these cars and we don't use any of the features because we never read the manual. Same as you. Your gifts and your talents are all there. You just have to read the manual and then go use them. So, thank you for tuning in to the Mind to Transformation radio show and podcast. It was a pleasure to talk to you today, one-on-one. I hope that you gleaned something from this. And I hope that you tune in next week at the same time, Wednesday afternoon, on the afternoon drive, on the radio, or if you can't always make it on the afternoon drive, then please subscribe to my podcast. It comes on, every show is converted to a podcast. You can play it on your iPhones or even your Android phones. So the podcast is called The Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. So you can just search for it. You can access it from my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us. And please remember to rate and review so that I can continue imparting on you, in you, and on you, and to you every week. If you would like to be a guest on the Mindset Transformation radio show, please send me an email to info@myhelps.us. Again, that is info@myhelps.us. I'm currently looking for authors, coaches, or transformational experts to come on the show and impart their knowledge, their gifts, their talents to you, my audience. If you would like any coaching, or if you would like to take advantage of my free one-hour strategy session, if you have a goal that you would like to get to and you need some help getting there, then reach out to me on my website. My website is www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com. That is MyrnaYoungHelps.com. Until next time, namaste.